So with that, let's beautifully transition into the seventh layer of the Indi. And I'm going to invite you to start doing this exercise. And it really is important that you've stepped through the forgiveness layer first. Because if you do these in a different order, you're not going to have the same impact. This is set up, the whole layers of the Indi are set up in a very psychological and emotional way so that you can benefit and allow yourself to go deeper and deeper within the layers. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I want you to feel what comes up for you organically. How was your self-talk this week? Have you allowed yourself to complete all of the layers of the Indi and all the action steps up until this point? Have you been allowing yourself your daily flow requirements? Have you been doing them every day? Just feel. Just feel what's coming up. I want you to notice if there were any judgments that came up. Any judgments at all. Judgment is the next layer of the Indi. I'm going to take you through a very powerful exercise when it comes to judgments. One of the questions that is often asked for me is, wait a minute, how come judgment is coming after forgiveness? Don't you think it should be the other way around? Absolutely not. And the reason is because you wouldn't be able to access this deepest layer of judgment that I'm about to share with you if you hadn't made some space with your forgiveness exercise. That's why I just said to you, if you're really wanting to receive everything that's here for you within the nine layers of the Indi, gift yourself the opportunity to free energy with self-forgiveness. Every single one of these layers frees energy. So a lot of women will come to me and they will say, Tara, let's just work together on the New Yorker. I just need to make some money in my business. Can you just help me with that? Help me with my business plan. What is it I need to do? How do I get more clients? In a very anxious way, just like you're feeling from me. And I always say, No, that's not where we're going to start. I don't think I've ever allowed someone. Let me feel into that. I don't think I've ever worked with someone. I haven't, actually. Good for me. So I have never worked with somebody straight on their New Yorker from the get-go, because it's absolutely crucial that you create space internally in order to allow yourself to even get to that level. And even before you get to the New Yorker, you have to go through the Frenchie. You really do, because you will not be able to access the level of success that you want in your life, whether it's with your business or if you're in a job or if you're another kind of entrepreneur. You won't be able to access that level of the New Yorker without really getting in touch with your Indi and your Frenchie. Yes, you may have some success. I'm not saying you won't have success. I have a lot of women that come to me who have been very successful externally with the New Yorker, millions of dollars, but they're not happy. They're not happy and they're not aligned with their purpose in full. So if you're really wanting to align yourself as a complete woman, you must go through these layers consecutively, and you must give yourself permission to start with the Indi and then step into the Frenchie. Because what will happen if you bypass her, let's talk about the Frenchie for just a second, if you bypass the Frenchie and try to go straight into the New Yorker energy, your Frenchie is going to feel resentful. And actually, a lot of the women, it's really interesting, a lot of the women that work with me have done just that. They might be a bit older. They might be in their 50s or their 60s, and they went through it the hard way. They've been trying to access their New Yorker for the past 20 or 30 years by bypassing their Frenchie, and it's not working for them. A lot of them have resentment issues, or they'll have really strong physical issues, especially, you know, when it comes to some of those power centrality areas, some of the uterus, the kidneys, the back. Very common ailments if you're bypassing the Frenchie. So I'm sharing this with you all in unison so that you can receive the power. Why? Why not? Why do it the hard way, right? I mean, that's not why we're here. That's not why I'm here. I'll tell you that for sure. I'm not here to make things hard on myself. Nope, I'm not. I actually had a tried for a while. I tried to make things more difficult on myself because I thought it was a good way to prove I'm not interested anymore. So let's talk about judgment. I want you to go through an exercise with me, and I want you to be really real, okay? So I want you to get out a pen and paper, and I want you to have a little fun with this. And what I mean by that is that I want you to go into the exercise as much as you can and let yourself go. Let yourself go. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I want you to play a little game with me. And I want you to just see it as a game, because I feel like that'll give you more capacity to really access what's really, really present. So get out a blank sheet of paper or get a blank sheet in your journal and get your pen ready. I want you to start writing down your judgments of other people. Now, I'm giving you permission, and I'm inviting you to give yourself permission to really go there. This is not the time to sugarcoat. This is not the time to play a Mother Teresa role. This is not the time where you're, you know, in a big group of people and you say, oh, no, I'm good. I really don't have any judgments. It's not true. It's not true. And in fact, there's a beautiful gift in judgment. So I want you to be as real as you can. So let's start. I'm going to share with you some that I've heard over the years, and I'm sure I've heard almost everything. So you're not even in an opportunity right now where you're going to be sharing with them out loud. I actually will, you know, sometimes invite women to do that. So right now it's just between you and you. Sometimes for us that can be the scariest because we don't want to own those pieces of ourselves. So it might take a little bit of time to get started. So let's start with some that I've heard. And if these resonate with you, you can absolutely write them down. But I don't want you to write them down just so that you have something on your paper. I want you to be real with you. So it might say, I judge fat people. Oh, actually, let me share this with you. There's something I didn't share. I want to make a clear distinction between a judgment and an observation. Between a judgment and an observation. An observation is something that you notice. So, oh, wow, I noticed that that person's overweight. Or, oh, I noticed that that person's, you might even say fat. The word doesn't matter. Okay, so I just used overweight there because it felt less charged to it for me. But you could say fat. So, oh, I noticed that that person's fat. Right? Actually, kids are amazing at observations. And it doesn't bother you to hear it unless you have a judgment upon it. So I remember probably, gosh, it wasn't even that long ago, maybe even a year ago, we were in the grocery store, and my littlest one, Nico, said, oh, Mom, that woman's fat. And I was like, don't say that. Like, that's not nice to say. He wasn't saying it. He wasn't judging her for being fat. He was, like, observing. Well, she was fat. That's a word he knew. That was something he related to. It was me. It was my judgment that was coming up that I was trying to shush him from other people recognizing my judgment. So we'll go deeper into that in a minute. So kids are amazing at this. Kids are very good at just observing. So an observation is something that you notice that doesn't have any emotion attached to it. It's almost like, oh, look, the sky's blue. Oh, look, that plant's green. Oh, look, that person's smoking. Oh, look, that person's drunk. Oh, wow. Okay, do you feel the difference? That's an observation. Oh, that person's not nice. Okay, or that, you know, that's an observation. There's no emotion attached to it. It's just observing. A judgment, on the other hand, triggers you. It has emotion attached to it. Something happens in the core of your being. So I judge people who are drunk. It may be I judge people who are homeless. I judge people who are selfish. I judge people who talk really loud. I judge people who dress ostentatiously. I judge people who are poor. I judge people who are rich. I judge people who do drugs. I judge people, see, I'm just going. I judge people who eat sugar. I judge people who eat gluten. I judge people who spend too much money. I judge people who are cheap. I want you to come up with your own judgments, your really deep judgments, and let yourself go. Just anything that comes into your mind. I don't want you to judge yourself for judging. This is a common mistake that we make. We might feel some kind of judgment, and because we've been taught that we're not supposed to judge, we bypass the judgment, and we don't let ourselves feel it. And we go right into judging ourselves for judging. So then we've just stacked a judgment on top of a judgment, and you never let yourself receive the gift for what's really in the judgment. This is beautiful to do this time of year. Remember when I said at the beginning of the call I was wondering how this layer was actually going to feel into today? Because I'm doing this course live. Even if you're listening to it later, even if you're listening to it a year from now or 2 years from now, you might be listening to it in February or March or June. But when I'm recording this and doing this course live, it happens to be Thanksgiving Day in the States. And so I'm always aligned with I'm present with you all, right? So I know they say, you know, try not to mention any dates if you're going to, no, I'm real. I'm with you right now. I'm here right now. So it'd be silly of me not to connect with what I'm feeling. And I thought, gosh, today's Thanksgiving. How am I going to really bring in this layer into Thanksgiving? Judgment doesn't feel like, you know, I shouldn't be very thankful for that. And then I thought, Tara, that's the exact opposite from what you teach. In fact, I teach you, and I'm going to be showing you exactly how, to really be thankful for your judgments. I don't want you to run away from your judgments. I don't want you to pretend that you don't have any. I don't want you to judge yourself for judging. I want you to be real because there's a huge gift in them, and I'm going to share that with you before the end of this call.